Cody Blackbird is the youngest performer to be named Flutist of the Year at the Native American Music Awards. Here he performs at the Dahl Art Center after the documentary screening. Blackbird wears a large beaded medallion around his neck that depicts his signature. The beadwork fuses traditional craft with a modern theme. Blackbird allows the same contemporary and traditional fusion into his music. Here he plays Hear My Cry with Frank Juan's hip-hop band. The song won Best Single at this year's Native American Music Awards. Blackbird says criticism of these melded styles has been mild.
There's been people who have just simply said, I just like the traditional sounds you do. I don't like it with the modern, you know, touch. But there's never been, why are you doing this? Why are you doing that? It's always been, you know, praise for trying to keep it new and trying to keep our youth interested in our music.
We chose the name Nakenulawa'u. It's a Lakota phrase, which means I'm always ready at all times for anything.
In the documentary, Frank Juan explains the name of his band.
We chose that because we felt that was a mentality you really had to have growing up on the reservation, growing up without fathers, growing up in one of the poorest counties in the nation with one of the highest suicide rates in the world with drugs, gangs, alcohol everywhere. You really got to be ready for anything.
These words were recorded by Randy Erickson, who collected interviews and audio for a couple of days and then spent months assembling the documentary. Erickson says he found Frank Juan when he was building a soundtrack for another film, and he says the story of a hip-hop artist following traditional Lakota ways intrigued him.
If you ask him, he's like, I don't know why I didn't do drugs and drink and do all that stuff, but the fact that he can articulate that and really talk about it, I think that's the big thing. You know, it's one thing if the story is very interesting, but if you can't tell the story, then it's not very interesting.
In the documentary, Erickson recorded Juan performing for school children, and the kids are crowding the stage, sometimes screaming, reaching out to the performers on stage, and jostling for autographs afterward. Erickson says this interaction is positive.
Well, it's hip-hop, which is what you need to do, because you can't reach the kids through country music. There may be some of the language that we don't think is correct, very, very little foul language, but it's the vernacular of the day.
Some of the positive message comes from the lyrics, which convey a sense of personal responsibility, such as devotion to offspring, or a deep and defiant pride in being Lakota. We'll storm the White House, have a knocking concert in the lobby. I let my brain sway before my culture die. I let my heart bleed, I consult the sky. Randy Erickson says another part of the message comes from Juan himself, a rosebud boy all grown up, getting national awards and going to college in Chicago to study music and business.
He's going to use his ability for good, you know, not to be rich, not to get the cars, not to get all the bling. So, and from what I've seen down there, his message is hitting home with the kids, especially the younger ones.
All the artwork is precious.
Paulette Kirby is Randy Erickson's wife. She says Randy got the idea to involve Rosebud children in the documentary project. He wrote a short fable about a horse who meets with adversity but then finds a traditional path, an allegory of Frank Juan's life. And then, Kirby says, her husband set out to get children to illustrate it.
And then there were a few meetings and discussions with the schools and the teachers to get agreement that that would be okay to do, and they thought it was a great idea.
Great idea indeed. Paulette Kirby says the results were overwhelming.
One of the teachers dropped it off here at my workplace, and, you know, like, we expected a few pieces of artwork, and we got a box of 300 plus just, you know, special pictures. I'm thinking, I've got to work, but I can't stop looking at this artwork.
I revel in the moment of my successes for a little bit, then I'm always looking for the next goal. The next mountain to climb, the next hill, the next show, the next song, the next album, the next award ceremony.
Frank Juan says in this documentary that he doesn't intend to rest on his laurels. He knows he has to keep moving forward if he wants to continue realizing the success that has so changed his life.
It's just weird how my life unfolded. I never ever would have thought in a million years I'd be performing in front of thousands of people, winning Native American Music Awards, doing radio interviews, going to Chicago to study music. I mean, it's almost like a fairy tale to me, what it feels like.
Through the documentary, 338 children from Rosebud School share a little bit of that fairy tale. Each one of their pictures is shown twice in the film, flashing constantly on screen during the 45-minute runtime. And they just might have picked up the moral of the story. Stay sober, develop a talent, and take pride in who you are, and you might find a happy ever after. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks in Rapid City. I got